Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We've been looking at the temptations of Jesus. That time the devil or the spirit led him into the wilderness, but there he was tempted of the devil, and how he resisted those temptations all three times by reminding Satan, "It is written." You know, there's great authority in a matter that is written. We can say things, but have you ever had someone say, "Will you put that in writing?" We know that when it is put in writing, it is even more important than when it is said. And so Jesus three times was able to refer to the authority and the power of the Scriptures by saying, "It is written." And that's how he put Satan off his guard and overcame those temptations. Well, we'll look at that and finish this lesson we've been having on the temptation of Jesus in just a few moments. First, I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, you remember what Christ said when he was commanded to turn those stones into bread. He said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." When he was challenged to throw himself down from the pinnacle of the temple, Jesus said, "It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." And then when he said, the devil said, "I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world if you'll bow down to me," Jesus said, "It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. In him only shalt thou serve." We read in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 11, "Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him." Christ's defense was the word of God. "It is written," and this is sufficient. God is the creator and ruler of the universe, and to worship and serve him is man's only and greatest good. To turn from him is to turn to ruin forever. Satan had done his best. He had presented all the temptations, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the vain glory of life, 1 John 2 and verse 16. And he has presented them in his subtlest and most artful manner, and Jesus resisted them all. Satan recognized his defeat and departed from him for a season. It says in Luke chapter 4 and verse 13, when Jesus had fought off the devil, angels came and ministered to him. They came after the victory, not to fight his battles. In all probability, they brought him food and sympathy. Angels, indeed, have charge of him now. You know, all must be tempted. We read in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 7, "Woe unto the world because of occasions of stumbling, for it must needs be that occasions come, but woe to that man through whom the occasion cometh." Everyone is tempted through his own lust. We read in James chapter 1, beginning in verse 13, "Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempteth no man. But each man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. Then lust, when it hath conceived, beareth sin, and sin, when it is full grown, bringeth forth death." However, none of us are tempted above our ability to resist. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as man can bear. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation make also a way of escape, that ye may be able to endure it. Temptations prove all and strengthen all who resist. James chapter 1 verses 2 through 4 says, Count it all joy, my brethren, when you fall into manifold temptations, knowing that the proving of your faith worketh patience, and let patience have its perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire and lacking in nothing. We need to heed that warning that Jesus gave to his disciples when he was going into the Garden of Gethsemane. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptations. Now that concludes this Sunday school lesson on the temptations of Christ, but right at the end there is this little rhyme that is submitted by Banyard Taylor. Higher than the perfect song for which love longeth is the tender fear of wrong that never wrongeth. And with that, we look at the other page on this opening, and it begin a Sunday school lesson on the first disciples of Jesus. This is found in the book of Elam's notes for the Sunday schools of 1924. And this lesson was prepared for the Sunday schools of August the 3rd, 1924. The text is John chapter 1, verses 35 through 49. We read, Again on the morrow, John was standing and two of his disciples, and he looked upon Jesus as he walked, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and beheld them following, and said unto them, What seek ye? And they say unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Teacher, where abidest thou? He saith unto them, Come, and ye shall see. They came therefore, and when they saw where he abode, and they abode with him that day, it was about the 10th hour. And one of the two that heard John speak and following him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He findeth first his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which being interpreted, Christ. And he brought him unto Jesus. Jesus looked upon him and said, Thou art Simon the son of John. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation, Peter. On the morrow he was minded to go forth into Galilee, and he findeth Philip. And Jesus said unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was from Bethsaida of the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and said unto him, We have found him of whose Moses and the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, Come and see. The golden text for this lesson is John chapter 1 and verse 43. Jesus saith unto him, Follow me. The devotional reading is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding, for the gaining of it is better than the gaining of silver, and the profit thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and none of the things thou canst desire are to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. And so, this Sunday school lesson comes to us from what we call the Book of John. John, the beloved disciple, wrote the book of John. You might recall he also wrote three epistles we have in the New Testament, that we call 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. And this is the John that was on the Isle of Patmos and wrote, copied the visions which he saw and gave us the book of Revelation. According to Matthew chapter 4 and verse 21, he was a fisherman by trade and a brother of James and a son of Zebedee and Salome. Our Sunday school lesson begins in John chapter 1 and verse 35, but leading up to that, we need to read John 1, verses 1 through 34. And I'll read that now. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that hath been made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness apprehended it not. There came a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, that he might bear witness of the light, that all might believe through him. He was not that light, but came that he might bear witness of the light. There was the true light, even the light which lighteth every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and they that were his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God, even to them that believe on his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him, and crieth, saying, This was he of whom I said, He that cometh after me is come before me, and he that was before me. For of his fullness we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. John chapter 1 and verse 19. And this is the witness of John. When the Jews sent him from Jerusalem, priests and Levites, to ask him, Who art thou? And he confessed, and denied not. And he confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, What then? Art thou Elijah? And he said, I am not. Art thou the prophet? And he answered, No. And they said unto him, Who art thou, that we may give answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord, as said Isaiah the prophet. And they had been sent from the Pharisees. And they asked him, and said unto him, Why then baptizest thou, if thou art not the Christ, neither Elijah, neither the prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize in water. In the midst of you standeth one whom ye know not, even him that cometh after me, whose latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethany, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. John chapter 1 and verse 29. On the morrow he seeth Jesus coming to him and said, Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh the man who is come before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. For this cause came I baptizing in water. And John bare witness, saying, I have beheld the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but that he sent me to baptize in water. He said unto me, Upon whomsoever thou shalt see the Spirit descending and abiding on him,